Letter from Willie Lowe Swan, wife of Staff Sergeant John Mortimer Yatsko, a ball turret gunner with the 91st Bomb Group and 322nd Bomb Squadron. Dear family, hello again. John says he just got the well-known once-over for not writing. Well, we'll see who's writing now. That's married life for you, but oh how I love it. We just finished moving for the second time, which was just across the hall. This room is a lot cooler and more pleasant. We eat our meals out. We would very much like to have an apartment, but we ended up finding a new room instead. San Antonio, with its four airfields and the largest army field, has more than overcrowded this small town. It's not even funny anymore to see people living in garages, trailer houses, and filling stations. In fact, one of my best girlfriends lived in a filling station for 3 years before she got her house about a week ago. It's still indefinite as to when and how long before John will be either discharged or shipped up to an airbase new home. I would have really liked to have talked to you longer, but we had such a short time to talk. You hardly know what to say, and then you end up saying the usual hello and goodbye. It was swell anyways. The wedding was grand. It was as John told you, Friday, October 5th at 6:30. Due to rain, it was actually delayed until 6:45. The church was done up with white flowers. There were six attendants with Little Taylor as the ring bearer and Mary Elizabeth Smith as the flower girl. Both were dressed in little frilly pink frocks. Then came the remaining four attendants. Niles was the best man, Gladys was the maid of honor. Marching on the left was Jiggs and Patty Musks, and on the right aisle were the rest of the bridesmaids. All bridesmaids wore pink. Last but not least came the bride, who was given away by her brother-in-law. I wore a pink and black dress with black patent leather accessories. The corsages were white also. The bridesmaids were also wearing white, while I had white gardenias. Oh yes, I forgot to mention, I had the honor of having Mr. Paul Mellenbrack sing two classical numbers as our soloist for the occasion. Even if I say so myself, I'm very proud because we did have a lovely wedding. I look forward to meeting you all soon. Love, Willie Lou. Dear family, John and I just got back from supper and, even though it's late, decided to drop a few lines. We ate at the Chinese Tea Garden, which is an outdoor affair. Very pretty, especially at night. We were there Sunday afternoon and took some pictures of it, as it's hard to describe. We'll just show them to you. Incidentally, we ate chow mein. Good, too. No, Mom, I don't think you're a half-wit. No one's a bigger cut-up than I am. John will tell you that. By the way, the club sounds okay. Like, more town clubs I belong to back at home, which is a smaller town than yours is. I've really got to get busy and send back some thank you cards. Did I tell you? We've gotten three quilts, $15, a beautiful blue blanket, two outfit sets, a pair of pillowcases, and a set of cup towels.